Up next, we have Governing Dynamics with Outta Here. Like this one has a lot of really solid work in it. It sounds like a lot of time was put into the arrangement, particularly the drums. One lyric that really stuck out to me in a really positive way was, "So the places you took shelter are the shadows you now fear." Otherwise, this is kind of a straightforward governing dynamic song. There are some emotional moments. There's some really cool guitar stuff happening. Like I said, the drums really stuck out to me as something that took a lot of time and effort. Something that I thought was a little less successful is, yet again, MIDI strings. I hear MIDI strings in almost any context, and they are just fucking nails on a chalkboard for me. And there's not enough reverb or other elements covering them for any favors to be done here.
What is this song about? It has some little sort of, I think, echoes to vampires. I mean, the person does seem to be on like a all night until morning, night until sunrise sort of a cycle, which would fit if somebody is just awake during the dark. And there's also, I think, a little reference to drinking blood in there somewhere, but it might just be that I'm overdoing the metaphor when he was just making a reverse metaphor, if you know what I mean. Where it's like he's talking about this in terms of like he's just, you know, it's not a vampire thing at all, but he's just sort of also making that reference. Who knows? I'm not sure. All in all, I thought excellent production, excellent vocals. I like how driving this song is. It's a good tempo. It's engaging and interesting. The guitar work is interesting too. Like I hear some Joey Santiago influence in some of the background guitar work, and I think that's really effective. All in all, just excellent work at the super high level of quality that we've come to expect from Governing Dynamics.
I'll tell you what I like about the song is that I like that you get to hear Travis's voice in a bunch of different ways. Like at the start of the song, you know, the vocals are a bit quieter and they're sung in a lower register. And I think it's like right down the center channel. And then as we hit the first chorus, they become multi-tracked and panned wide in stereo, but still sung in unison. And then I think after the first chorus, the music quiets down a bit and we get to hear Travis louder and singing in a higher register. And then we start hearing him harmonizing with himself in the pre-chorus, and it's even louder and panned wider with stacked harmonies in the second chorus. And by the time we get to the last chorus, there's even like this sung counter melody line for even more vocal variation. So I really liked all of the different ways we got to hear Travis, but I feel like there's a danger in an artist mixing their own work. Like sometimes they'll self-consciously mix their own vocals too low because they, you know, they don't want to stick out. I think like on higher pitch notes, our ear tends to perceive them as being louder than lower pitch notes. And in some of the lower lines and some of the lower vocal notes on some of these lines are just too soft. If I were mixing this, I'd boost the vocals, I think, across the board and pay special attention to some of those lower notes that are just noticeably quieter. I want to hear even more details of his voice because that's where, you know, that's what really carries the emotion in the song.
After peeking at the lyrics, Ryan, I do think the blood that you've been tasting is not so much a vampire thing and maybe more just sort of a thing where like you've been bloodied and you're kind of tasting it both literally and metaphorically is kind of the way I interpret it because there's no other real references to vampires. And also, vampires only come out at night. And it looks like this is like a day song, you know?
Well, I thought there was something about, well,
hello means sun.
I beat you by an hour or three. So meaning before the sun comes up, I think, or well, let's see.
Midnight to sunrise. No, you got it. You're right. My bad.
But I mean, that doesn't necessarily, I mean, that could just mean somebody who's worked swing shift, I guess.
Or be a vampire.
I happen to know that they do often work late. So that could be a personal thing. I don't know.